Nursing homes are places where the elderly live and receive full-time care, and they are often the last home many people will ever know. Sometimes people don't want to move into one, and other times residents never want to leave, even after they've passed. Join me for true nursing home ghost stories. Moving on up. Middletown, Connecticut, USA, circa 2000. Carlotta had been working in a nursing home for about a year, and in that time she had seen many people come and go. She would work shifts, but preferred day shifts as she was able to interact with the residents a lot more, and she enjoyed their personalities and insights into life. One day Carlotta got into the elevator as she had to do some work on the very top floor of the nursing home. She then saw that an old lady with a walking stick, no doubt one of the residents, walked into the elevator with her. They exchanged pleasant smiles and Carlotta pressed the button for the top floor. They didn't speak to each other until the elevator reached the top floor. The door opened and Carlotta held the elevator doors open and gestured for the old lady to get out. She thought that she would let the old lady go in front of her in case she had any difficulty walking out. But the old lady insisted that she wanted to stay in the elevator. Being on the top floor, Carlotta asked her if she was going to get out or not, and the lady simply shook her head and gave her a big, happy smile. The old lady replied, "I'm going to the top, honey." Carlotta let the old lady be as she stepped out of the elevator. As Carlotta walked around the corner on that floor, she turned and saw a small memorial service being held for one of the residents that had passed away recently. Carlotta looked straight at the poster, and, staring back at her, was a photo of the old lady who was just in the elevator. Carlotta was shocked, and in a strange mixture of terror and comfort, she broke down and started to cry.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Call if you need help. Northeast Georgia, USA, 2020. Kathy worked in a nursing home and was on shift one night when a room's call light went off. The procedure was that when the call light would be activated, they would first try and speak to the resident through the intercom. Kathy and her colleague Aisha tried contacting the resident, but there was no answer. However, as soon as they would hang up the call, the light would activate again. so Kathy and Aisha attended the room to make sure everything was okay. The resident in the room was fast asleep and breathing well. Confused, Kathy and Aisha exchanged glances. Aisha shrugged her shoulders and they left the room. They had only gotten halfway up the corridor when they noticed the call light activate again, so they turned back around and went into the room. Still, the resident was fast asleep. Kathy checked to make sure that the lady wasn't accidentally lying on top of the call button. But the resident wasn't. She was fast asleep and nowhere near the button. Kathy and Aisha returned to the nurse's station, and it called again. This time, a faint, older woman's voice came through the intercom saying, "I can't breathe. I need some help." Kathy and Aisha froze cold for a moment, as the voice over the intercom didn't belong to the resident of that room. Aisha said, "Who the heck is that?" They rushed back over to the room, and there was no one in there, other than the sleeping resident. They waited there in that room for a good couple of minutes. They checked that there was no one else around, and waited to see if the call light would activate again on its own. But while they were in there, nothing happened. On returning to the nurse's station, it called a few more times, but this time with no voice. Then finally, after a few minutes, it called again, and the same old lady's voice could be heard over the intercom. It said, "I'm really scared. Please come in here." Kathy and Aisha went to check it out again, and the resident was still asleep. This time, the light was still going off, even when they were in the room. Scared and not knowing what to do, they shut it off and it didn't ring again that night.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Passing Moments. South London, UK, circa 1987. Lisa was only about 17 years old when she was working in a nursing home as an auxiliary nurse. During her time working there, Lisa had developed a good friendship with a lovely elderly lady named Norma. Over that time, Lisa became particularly fond of Norma. Despite the 75-year age gap, they got on very well together, and they were always having a good laugh. One day, out of the blue, when they were sitting together talking, Norma said to Lisa, "When I die, I want you to be with me." Lisa smiled politely at the time, but didn't know what to say. Several months passed, and Norma began to grow frailer. One day, Lisa worked a 12-hour day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. For some reason that day, the agency auxiliary nurse didn't arrive for her night shift. As the nursing home was unable to find a replacement at such short notice, the night staff nurse asked Lisa to stay on for a few more hours. Lisa spent some of that time on this long shift sitting with her friend Norma, but then had to go off to sort the laundry. As Lisa approached the laundry room, she saw what she thought was the staff nurse enter the laundry a few meters up the corridor before her. When she walked into the laundry, though, the room was empty. Lisa froze and thought for a minute. At that moment, she thought to herself that Norma must have just passed away, and that what she had seen was Norma's spirit leaving. Lisa hurried back to Norma's room and found that her suspicions were right. Having spent her last few moments with her friend Lisa, Norma had just passed away peacefully. Keep the noise down. Blackpool, Lancashire, UK, 2006. Nell was 80 years old and her health was deteriorating. Although her family looked after her, it was necessary at times for her to be placed in a nursing home for respite. This gave her a break, as well as giving her family a break. Nell's son Jason visited one day and noticed that Nell looked irritable and tired. She didn't seem too interested in talking, and Jason asked her what was wrong. At first, Nell didn't say anything, but Jason insisted on asking. Eventually, Nell told him that she didn't get much sleep the night before. This was because two children were playing in her room all night. Jason admitted that he didn't take much notice of his mother's claims because she was suffering from dementia and thought that maybe she was just confused. The next day, Nell was admitted to hospital with pneumonia, and she was accompanied to the hospital by a carer from the home. Jason also went to the hospital with his mother and sat with the carer in the waiting area while doctors examined Nell. Jason told the carer about his mother's sleepless night. Then Jason noticed the carer's eyes widen as she turned to him. She explained that the previous lady who had occupied the same room before Nell had also complained about children playing in the room at night. 2 days later, Nell passed away in hospital. If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.